Merry Christmas. I think this is something that we never get tired of saying, although after tomorrow, we won't hear it near enough. Too often, after the celebration on Christmas Day, the great songs of the season are put away. We don't hear them on the radio anymore. The decorations are gone. We can miss these things, but it isn't all bad. Because sometimes we can get carried away with just that external stimuli. But without all the music, without all the sales, without all the decorations, without every other ad on television being a sale for Christmas, without the 25 channels on television offering 24-hour-a-day Christmas television shows or whatever they're offering, it kind of calls us to be intentional as Christians about Christmas, what it is all about. And how can we keep that spirit of Christmas not just tomorrow, not just for the 12 days of Christmas, not just for the octave, but throughout the year? It is said that Christ did not come to wow us. He didn't come with this huge display of force, but He came to woo us. He doesn't come to terrify us, to scare us into His embrace. He doesn't come as someone who is so strong and so powerful that we have no choice but to bow down in His presence. He comes as something, as someone that I don't think very few of us could resist. He comes as a little baby. He comes as one of us. God saw that we were turning away. He experienced how our sin was separating us from Him. And He knows what we need, even when we don't know it ourselves. And He doesn't want to push us any further away. So He comes to us as this little child, inviting us to pick this child up. Not of a powerful human line, a human family, but the child of a poor family. He wasn't born in the capital city. He wasn't born near the temple. He is born in a small village, one that is so insignificant to even be counted among the clans of Judah. He isn't born in a towering castle that might prevent some from coming to Him. He's born in a stable, laid in a manger. No human fanfare, but the angels singing on high, announcing His birth to the shepherds, showing the foreign kings, not by some celestial fireworks, but by a lone star that was there for all to see, but most didn't see. He comes to show us the way to the Father. In His humility and in His poverty, He destroys our pride and our material wealth. This is the true gift of Christmas. This is the one that we give, that we do not give, but we receive. It's a gift that doesn't need batteries. It's a gift that no amount of money can ever buy. It's a gift that we can never control ourselves. It's not a gift from a family or from a friend. It is a gift of life from God, who is life. The gift of a little baby lying in a manger. A child who grows in wisdom and obedience to teach us and show us wisdom and obedience. A child that teaches us that in Him we can overcome anything in the world. A child who will ultimately become food for us in His body and blood in the Holy Eucharist. A child who gives everything to His last drop of blood so that we might live with Him for all eternity. He comes to us as a small baby, calling to our hearts, inviting us to open them to Him. And He gives us the opportunity to see this gift, the opportunity for conversion, the opportunity for redemption, the opportunity to hold this little child and to ask the grace to be held by Him, to love God, and the humility to let Him love us. And if we can do this, we can hold this Christmas morning, this gift. We can hold this gift every day of our lives until we are born into that kingdom to be with Him. I'd like to close with an invitation. I had a good friend in high school, and he quit high school. We were at probably about our 20th class reunion, and I was talking to him. And he said, when I left high school, not one administrator, not one teacher, not one of my friends came to me and said, we miss you. I don't know why you left. There are troubles, yeah. Things we didn't understand, yeah. But we miss you and we would like you to come back. We need to do that with our friends and with our family members. We have all got friends and family members that come on Christmas or New Year's. And thanks God for that. But I also would like to be that invitation. This friend of mine did not receive an invitation. He got his GED and he did very well. But sometimes we need an invitation. And so if you have not been in the habit of practicing your faith, consider this an invitation. And whether you are from here in Prairie du Chien or whether you are from Biloxi, Mississippi, consider this your invitation to come, to return, to allow that baby Jesus to be held by you and to allow Him to hold you. If we do these things, we can truly experience Christmas. If we have brothers and sisters, family members, neighbors that we know should be here with us to celebrate this great event, invite them, ask them, talk to them. Maybe all they're waiting for is one simple invitation. Merry Christmas.